Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. What is hope? Well, first, let's recall what faith is. God has come to us in Jesus to tell us what we could never know on our own, that God made us for transforming union with Jesus. That's the purpose of life. To share in God's divine life through Jesus and live like Him forever in heaven. Now we make the choice to believe Him and act on that knowledge, and that's the virtue of faith. And once we have this knowledge, now we have to go after it. It's time to strive for the goal. Striving after the goal of transforming union with Jesus in heaven, that's what hope is. So hope is the virtue by which we strive for heaven as something which is possible, but not guaranteed. So that means hope involves three things. First, an active pursuit of God in heaven. Second, the realization that the attainment of heaven is possible. After all, if it wasn't possible to get to heaven, why would anyone try to get there? But third, a realization that failing to attain heaven is also possible. After all, if getting to heaven was guaranteed, why would you have to strive to get there? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the theological virtue of hope is an active pursuit of God and heaven. But what's heaven? Heaven is not just a place we go after death. Heaven is to be transformed in union with Jesus to be like God forever. That transformation is supposed to begin and be perfected in this life and finalized in heaven. So if hope is striving after heaven, then hope is striving for transforming union with Jesus. But what exactly do we need to do to reach this transforming union? First, we need a deep friendship with Jesus, and that comes through the Eucharist, by which Jesus gives himself to us, and by prayer. Prayer is the way we open up and receive the gift of Jesus. But then we need to become like him. That comes through the practice of virtue. So if I'm a person of hope, I'll do those things because they're the most effective means to striving after heaven, which is hope. But that also means that if I'm not doing those things, well, then I'm lacking hope because I'm not striving after the goal. But in this striving, we need to be aware of one of the most dangerous temptations, and that is to give in to the tyranny of the urgent. We have to be careful of the temptation that, you know, Jesus loves you unconditionally, so he can wait while we get our to-dos done. But that never happens. We never get them all done. And the danger is that we're always putting striving after Jesus off for later. But that means we've failed in hope. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The amazing thing about striving after transforming union with Jesus in heaven is that we actually do more for others than if we skip our time with Jesus. History, in fact, proves that the people with their eyes fixed on Jesus and heaven are the ones who did the most good for earthly society. C.S. Lewis articulates this very well when he says, "If you read history, you will find that the Christians who did most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next world. The apostles themselves, who set on foot the conversion of the Roman Empire, and the great men who built up the Middle Ages, and the English Christians like Wilberforce, who abolished the slave trade. They all left their mark on earth precisely because their minds were occupied with Jesus and heaven. Mother Teresa cared for thousands upon thousands of the poorest of the poor, but she insisted the only way she and her sisters could do that was if they spent the first hour of every day with Jesus in prayer. In fact, when she had more to do than was humanly possible, she would spend 2 hours in prayer. Why? because God can do everything, and on our own, we can do nothing. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, and united to me, you will bear much fruit, but apart from me, you can do nothing. Hope is to remember that united with him, all things are possible. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Hope keeps everything in perspective. When we focus on union with Jesus in heaven, we see that in the grand scheme of things, the frustrations, the sufferings, the pains of this life are extremely small. This is because of the rule that, as time passes, sufferings, frustrations, disappointments, even losses, become increasingly unimportant. That's why getting a zit in the middle of your forehead right before prom seemed like a big deal at the time. It doesn't seem like a big deal now, does it? The passage of time has enabled us to see those minor trials from within a bigger context. So what gets on your nerves now? Do you think that in a billion, trillion, gazillion years, you'll still say, you know what? I'm still mad about that thing. And I'm glad I was anxious and irritable back then. I'm glad I went around complaining all the time about that thing. Do you think you'll say that? No. As Saint Teresa of Avila puts it, compared to heaven, this life is like one bad night in a bad hotel. But that's very important, because people who make a difference on earth are people who can deal with frustrations or disappointments or obstacles or failures. If you want to live a full human life, you can't sweat the small stuff here. And from the perspective of heaven, everything is small stuff. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now, just because hope and heaven puts all the things we go through in this life in perspective, that doesn't mean that our choices here are irrelevant. They are full of meaning. And the perspective of eternity shows that our decisions become infinitely important because eternal destinies are at stake. As C.S. Lewis says in The Weight of Glory, with every decision we are nudging ourselves and those around us closer to a final destiny of astounding glory or everlasting horror. This is why hope is a virtue, because like all the virtues, it helps us live well. And if you want to live the fullest, most effective life possible, you'll do it by thinking about Jesus and heaven. You'll do it by not worrying about the passing sufferings down here, and you'll do it by remembering that your choices have eternal ramifications for yourself and others. And you'll do it by striving after Jesus. A life lived with hope is a life that doesn't waste any time, and it doesn't miss any opportunities. A life of hope makes the most of life, and it makes the most of the next life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with this meditation on hope?
You know, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this, because this is a... It's... I don't think allegory is the right word, but it's a good example that is always pretty accurate with heaven, but thinking of it like a wedding feast, you know. But all that to say, I was struck by how this... What's the word? I'm really out of words today. How this reflects most people's experience with their wedding day, if they believe in the sacrament or if they don't.
Interesting. This is not...
In the sense that there are some people that are going about their wedding day, and anything being slightly off will be devastating, because it's the party. You're living it for... That's your big day. That's your big day. That's the important moment. That is, your whole life has been building up to this one big party, and it's just that one day. And once it's over, and everything else after that is downhill. And if the cake is a little off, or your veil comes undone, or your hair gets kind of frizzy, or you've got a pimple, then it's devastated, and it's ruined, and then it's all for naught. But if you really have hope and you believe in the sacrament, then anything that happens on your wedding day, except for the person you're marrying running off or the priest not making it, as long as the priest is there, the person you're marrying there, and you have your witnesses, you should be perfectly happy. And I feel like that's a really good image of what life and heaven are like.
Well... First of all, did you expect me to say any bride who puts all their hope on their wedding day is just stupid? Did you expect me to say that?
To some degree, maybe.
I knew you expected me to say that.
I think those are good things. That's the point, is that you will enjoy those things so much more if you have your eyes on something else. And that's why this is such a perfect example, you know?
It's true. It's true. I wasn't going to say... that
what
I wasn't
are you gonna, going to say
because I think you've really uncovered a number of very important points, which you always do. First, that there is, when we talked about faith, we talked about there's belief, mm-hmm. and then there's the theological virtue of faith. There's belief that when I step on that plane, the pilot and the engineers knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I trust them. That's the natural virtue of faith.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the gift that God gives us, the capacity to do something supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
The supernatural virtue of faith is that I now share in God's knowledge,
mm-hmm.
not just human knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I share in God's knowledge. Likewise, there's a natural virtue of hope and a supernatural virtue of hope. The natural virtue of hope is to hope for good things.
Mm-hmm. And so I hope this goes well. I hope this wedding goes well.
Yeah, for a young girl to grow up with the hope of this beautiful wedding day and
mm-hmm.
and everything building up to that, that's good.
Yeah.
That is a good thing because that is a good, beautiful part of human life. And you should hope on a natural level for all those pieces to work mm-hmm. out that day. That's good.
And to be clear, I wasn't saying you shouldn't. That is absolutely how I think.
Yeah. And now the amazing thing that God has done is that we see that he is using this natural design for a man and wife to come together in union as an image and preparation for our transforming union with Jesus. And this is why Jesus describes heaven as the wedding feast.
Mm-hmm.
So now when you put these two together, that we start out with realizing the ultimate feast, wedding feast I'm looking forward to is this transforming union with Jesus forever, then it helps to put into the right perspective
mm-hmm.
my natural virtue of hope.
Yeah, that's well said.
And our hope for transforming you with Jesus then puts in the right perspective, a good perspective, all our natural
mm-hmm.
hopes. The natural hopes we have for ourselves, the natural hopes we have for our children, the natural hopes we have for our businesses and professions,
mm-hmm.
for our health, for our country. It's all in the perspective of our supernatural hope. What do you think about that?
I think I'm just satisfied.
Good. So in that case, we get the best of both worlds.
Truly. Yeah, you're right. I think you took it, you clarified much more deeply, and I think you're absolutely right. Because I was not applying the natural hope to that. And that's something I really, really need to learn how to understand. Because it's dangerous when I feel like sometimes I can get so focused on the acceptance and abandonment to God that I'm like, okay, I'm okay with losing everything.
And we should be.
And I should, but that I don't actually hope or allow for that hope of the gift and that God really doesn't want us to live to suffer.
No. No, we were meant for joy, not for sorrow. Mm-hmm.
Which I think is very important because I think that's the image a lot of people have of the Catholic faith, which makes it very, very difficult because it's not meant to be that way.
No, no.
It's meant to be ordered, but that does not mean that it completely eradicates natural hope.
Right. And the fact is, whether you're an atheist or a practicing Catholic or everything in between, there's going to be pain and loss and suffering in this life either way. It's
yeah.
not like suddenly when you become a Christian, you get suffering.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's the virtue of hope that now then transforms our suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't imagine trying to go through the suffering, the ordinary suffering of this life without the virtue of hope.
Mm-hmm.
That it's all going to be transformed in heaven. I can't imagine going through life without that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.